How to Manifest Business Success in 10 Easy Steps. Today you will discover the 10 essential steps to manifesting business success. And you can actually apply these principles to any area of your life, but I am just going to focus on business with my examples. So welcome to the Manifest Business Success Challenge. During each day of the challenge, we are going to go deeper into each step of these steps to manifestation. And if you haven't already joined the challenge, sign up for the complete videos, daily email reminders, and workbooks at manifestbusinesssuccess.com. So in this challenge, I am going to take you through the 10 steps of manifestation and how they can be applied to business. So what are the steps? Step one is peace, how to prepare for manifesting. Step two is decide, how to decide what to manifest for your dream business. Step three is intend, how to use power of intention to claim your desires super fast. Step four is clarity, how to use a process called scripting for success in your business to manifest quickly. Step number five is believe, how to believe in your manifestation, 10 steps to a new belief system. Step six is detach, four things that can block your manifestation, and you can do the things that I suggest instead if you are feeling blocked. Step number seven is trust, why your manifestation is not working and there is a simple mistake to avoid. Step number eight is act, inspired action versus regular action and the dangers of waiting for inspiration. Step number nine is uplift, so how to use gratitude to get what you want in money, in business, in life, in whatever area you want, but I am going to be focusing on business. And step number 10 is to finally receive your manifestation, how to manifest success by increasing your self-belief. So I hope you are excited about all of that. My name is Kath Kyle and I help content creators and change makers manifest business success through spirituality, self-belief and strategy. And I help you master your marketing, manifestation and money mindset. So I am just curious, are you currently struggling to grow your business? Or perhaps you are actually just too scared to start a business in the first place? Do you feel like you are holding yourself back from reaching your full potential in business? Or are you thinking of starting a business, but you just need some guidance first? And I would really love to hear from you. So let me know what you are struggling with when it comes to starting or growing a business. And you can either leave me a comment on my blog or my YouTube channel, or you can send me a DM on Instagram. I love to hear from you. So do you want to feel more confident that you are actually going to be successful? Do you want to enjoy the process of growing your business? Do you want to stop worrying about the money that your business generates? Do you want to supercharge your business with the law of attraction? And if you do, you're in the right place. So let me give you an overview of the 10 steps to manifest business success. Let's start with step one, which is peace. So here is the step. This is what you need to do to prepare for manifesting. So before you start manifesting, you need to feel peaceful. To receive the intuition that's right for you, you have to be vibrating at the right frequency, which means you need to be at a certain emotional level to manifest what it is that you want. In other words, if you want to manifest something happy into your life, you need to be in a general state of happiness, because the law of attraction actually works all the time, believe it or not. We are constantly manifesting. We're all manifestors. That is just how the universe works. But what we actually want to do is we actually want to purposefully manifest something positive rather than something negative, because by default, most of us do manifest negative things in our life. It's just the way we've been brought up. It's just the way society is currently set up. So in order to change from the negative to the positive and actually manifest the positive things into our lives, we have to first get into the positive vibration. And to do this, we just have to simply do something that makes us happy. And I have got a cool process to share with you. My concept is called the Happy Habit Hobby Date. And that might sound like a mouthful, and believe me, it is a mouthful. And the reason why I've called this process the Happy Habit Hobby Date is because it is something that makes you happy. It's a habit because you do it every single day. It's a hobby, so it's something that you do on your own, regardless of who joins you or not, because it's your hobby. And it's a date that you set with yourself that you don't want to break. So by doing this, you get into the right frequency. And this is actually a principle that is taken from my Dream Business Framework. And I go over this in my Dream Business Blueprint course, but I'm just going to give you the basics now so you can start to use this principle. But basically, what it boils down to is doing something every day that makes you happy. So, for example, when I started doing something I loved, as simple as just reading a book first thing in the morning before I did something else, because this reading is something I absolutely love to do, and I would tell myself I don't have time to read over and over again. And when I actually prioritized that and made a commitment to myself that I was going to put myself first and do something that made me happy every single day, my whole attitude to my life completely changed for the better. And it might sound a bit dramatic, but it absolutely worked. And I am going to go over this a lot more when we get to lesson number one. So let's move on to step number two. This is where you actually decide what you want. You have to know what it is that you actually desire. And if you don't know what you want, how are you ever going to get it? So your core desires are things that you would like to see happen at some point in your life so that you can feel fulfilled with your life. And I am going to show you how to discover your core desires. Because the funny thing is that a lot of people end up with desires that don't even belong to them. They think it's what they want, but really it came from their parents or their teachers or society and people telling them, you need to get this type of job, you need to go and study for exams, you need to get this qualification, you need to become this kind of person, you need to follow this path. And really, that might not have been what they chose for themselves. So this is about actually discovering what it is that you want. And you might actually right now be feeling some resistance even thinking about your desires, but I'm going to show you how to remove the resistance in these 10 steps. So the core desires and actually deciding what you want is a concept that I go deep into in my Stamp Goals book, because you can't set goals unless you know what your desires are. So here is an example. So for many years, I knew my core desire was to set up a business helping entrepreneurs, but I let fear stop me and I just didn't think it was the right time. I didn't want to take attention away from my current business that was earning me a lot of money. So I just didn't do it, or I picked it up for a little while and then I dropped it again. But the thought just wouldn't leave me alone. And I just kept daydreaming about helping business owners. And I just spent my free time helping business owners for free. And this is one way to uncover your core desires. It's just something that you keep thinking about. So let's move on now to step number three, which is intend. So once you are clear on your core desires, now it is time to clearly intend that your desires will be manifested. And when you intend that something is going to happen, you hold yourself accountable to taking action to actually make it happen. And this is why intention is so powerful. Because when you set a goal, You can picture the goal outside of yourself and sometimes or a lot of the time is out of your control. But when you make an intention, something shifts in your mindset and magic starts to happen. And a way to solidify the process is to create a business intentions list with a list of things that you actually intend to happen in the future. And a lot of people allow their disbelief to get in the way at this point. But after you've gone through all 10 steps, you'll understand how to overcome any resistance you have. So, for example, when I started putting pen to paper and writing down my intentions for my business, my mindset completely changed and I really started to take control of my business. I really started to believe that it was possible for me to realize my desires. So step number 4 is clarity. If you don't get clear on exactly what you want, you won't be able to take any inspired action that actually gets you results. And when the universe knows exactly what you want and you know exactly what you want, you are aligned and open to complete manifestation of your desires. Getting clear on the details helps you think about, visualize, and daydream about your desires, which makes them much more likely to happen. And I have a process in my dream business blueprint called the Genius Mind Creation Ritual that brings complete clarity to your desires. But I'm going to teach you a much more simple concept during these 10 steps, which takes an element of the Genius Mind Creation Ritual. And it's still very powerful. And I teach you a way to write down the details of your desires that makes them much more likely to manifest. And for example, when I started writing down the details of exactly how I wanted my perfect day to look like, including my workday, what I wanted to achieve, including my family life and my fun, my hobby date, I imagined it might take years to manifest because it was completely different to how my life looked at the time. And I was so amazed when just a few months later, we had actually moved to a new area. My whole life completely changed and almost everything that I had written had come true. And some things are still in the works and they are on the way, which is pretty amazing. And I can't wait to share this story with you. It was life changing for me. So step number 5 is to believe. So believing you can have what you desire is absolutely crucial. In step number 6, we are going to get rid of the disbelief. But in this step, we need to make sure that we believe wholeheartedly in our desires. The law of attraction makes your belief system a reality in your life. And it's critical to adopt a positive belief system or you'll end up with what you currently have and what you currently believe. And I use something called brain stamps to change my own belief system. And I write down a belief system that I want to adopt and I repeat it over and over again using my own voice, my own writing, my own reading, and I listened to my belief system over and over again. And this is what changes your belief system. So as an example, when I first started KathKyle.com business, I had a lot of imposter syndrome, which a lot of people have when they start businesses, and I had some doubts about my own abilities. And what I did was I recorded some brain stamps, which are a series of I am guided affirmations, and I listened to them over and over again. And I really started to change my belief system. And just through the power of my belief system, I managed to double my revenue in just 1 month in a business that I was no longer active in. So it wasn't like I was even taking action in this business. It just doubled on its own. It was absolutely incredible. Step number 6 is to detach. Now, this is the process of completely letting go of disbelief. This step is absolutely crucial. If you are holding on to beliefs which go against your desires, you are never going to get what you want. And I have a full 5-step process to help you reject disbelief. And you can follow this same process every time you have doubts or insecurities, and it will never let you down. So as an example, I used to put off creating my YouTube channel as I was in the middle of dental work, and I still am actually in the middle of that dental work. And I thought if my teeth were not looking good, and then I couldn't be successful on video. That's what I convinced myself of, which is basically a lie. It is a disbelief because I'm not believing the truth. When I took myself through my 5-step process to reject the disbelief, I realized that my belief that I wouldn't be successful without perfect teeth was actually a complete lie, and therefore I could reject and replace the disbelief. And this helped me to overcome this belief system and actually start the process of creating a YouTube channel and put myself out there. Step number 7 is trust. Even when you've created a new belief system and you think you've rejected the old belief system, it's still really easy to lose faith and give up on your desires. And this is why you need to build a really strong trust muscle so you can keep drawing on this strength to keep you consistent in your business. And I have a series of steps to help you shift your mindset and build your trust muscle so it's rock solid and unshakable. And once I learned the science behind my manifestation and I realized that my desires were actually inevitable, my trust muscle grew so strong and became unwavering. And despite setbacks and drops in my earnings, my trust muscle remained so high that I'm absolutely astounded at my own levels of faith. And when your trust muscle remains strong despite evidence to the contrary, this is when you know you can't fail. And here is a quote that I love to say. Lack of proof is not proof of lack. Lack of proof is not proof of lack. So I can't wait to get into this lesson with you. Step number 8 is act. When it comes to business, a key part of the manifestation process is actually taking action. The whole concept of a business is an equal exchange of value between two people. You provide something to someone else and then they give you money for it. And without action, this process will not work. So action is absolutely crucial and cannot be skipped. Taking some action is better than taking no action. But taking inspired action is where the real results start happening. And I have a process called the ASK process that helps you get clear on what inspired action you should be taking. And you will know when you are taking inspired action as it just feels like exactly the right thing to do. And it is very difficult not to take the action when it's inspired. And this is actually something a lot of people get wrong. So I can't wait to clear up some misconceptions when it comes to inspired action. For example, I had no plans to write a book at the start of my kathkyle.com business. I actually did want to write a book, but I had got the concept for a book in my head. I got this inspired idea just before we moved house. And I wrote it down on my list and I put it to one side and I thought, this is something I'm going to do in a few years' time after I've already built an audience. But once we moved house, I got very clear signs that I was to write a book. And it was something I just couldn't not do. I literally leapt out of bed at 5 o'clock in the morning to write this book. And I managed to write a 90,000 word, 300 page book in just 30 days. By just writing for 1 hour every day before my family woke up, and it was honestly one of the easiest things that I've ever done in my business. And this is how that you know your action is inspired, because it just flows out of you and it's easy. So step number 9 is to uplift. For you to be able to manifest anything, you have to be content with what you currently have. If you are in a state of lack, complaining about what you have and always wishing it was different, you'll never be able to manifest anything different. You have to get into a higher vibration and feel content most of the time to attract more positive things in your own life. And the Happy Habit Hobby Date is one of the processes that start this process of getting into the higher vibration. But at this stage, we are going to take it one step further and focus on feeling happy most of the day. And one of the fastest ways to vibrate at a higher frequency is to feel grateful. And because it is impossible to feel feelings of lack and appreciation at the same time. So this is why it's so powerful. And this is a quote I really love. Appreciate to uplift your state. Appreciate to uplift your state. I came up with that and I think it's got a really good ring to it. So as an example, for many, many years, I actually wrote a gratitude journal. And I've got to be completely honest with you, everybody raves about gratitude journals and it didn't always work for me. A lot of the time I was still in a very negative place. And what worked better for me was to imagine that I didn't have everything that I currently had, and that helped me to appreciate what I did have a lot more. So I was thinking, what would my life be like if I didn't have this warm house, if I didn't have my family around me? I would feel really miserable. And then that helped me get into a state of gratitude. For some reason, that seemed to work better than just writing down three things in my book every day. And when I was really not happy with my life, I did struggle to feel gratitude for what I had. And I found that just focusing on the things that were bringing me joy and ignoring the rest worked a lot better than trying to be grateful for everything. So you've just got to take yourself where you're at the moment. And then step number 10 is to receive. So if you've gone through all of the 10 steps, you are now ready to receive your manifestation. This is an often unlooked step of the manifestation process. To receive, you have to be the person who would receive this kind of result. If you never see yourself as the kind of person to receive your desires, you will never get them. You need to see yourself as perfect, like perfectly good enough. You are enough. You have everything you need to become the kind of person who has success. Self-belief is everything when it comes to success. And I have a concept which I am going to share with you in this lesson called the perfect character bio, where I walk you through becoming the person who gets to have everything you desire. So I can't wait to share this with you. So as an example, like most people, I have struggled with imposter syndrome and feeling like I was lacking in some way when it came to my business success. And I took myself through some exercises which really helped me to see that I had already demonstrated my abilities to achieve success in life. And there was actually no reason why I couldn't apply these same skills to my business. Why couldn't I be successful? Yes, I am different to other people, but the world needs many different kinds of people to rise to the challenge. I have helped people before, so what makes me think I couldn't do it now? Nothing at all. And I managed to talk myself into accepting that yes, I was that type of person to achieve amazing things. And I can't wait to walk you through the process so you really believe in yourself as well and you step into your manifestation. So to get all 10 steps in the manifestation process, make sure you join my free Manifest Business Success Challenge if you haven't already. So you can get that at manifestbusinesssuccess.com, or you can click the link around this content and join the challenge while it is still free, because I am in the process of turning this content into a book. And while you're waiting for the next step in the manifestation process, you can start taking practical action in your business today. You can get my free lesson where I walk you through my complete process of creating content that converts. This is part of my premium course called Dream Business Blueprint, and I'm only making this lesson free for a limited time because I'm testing different lessons to see which one works best. So grab this while it is still available. Go to manifestbusinesssuccess.com to get yours. So next time I am going to go deep into step one, which is walking you through the process of preparing for your manifestation by getting you into the correct vibration. So make sure you subscribe and follow me so you don't miss that. And until then, go and put your stamp on the world.